Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
10 by 14 barn style shed with tan siding, black shingled roof. It's got double doors on the front too, 5 feet wide. So
they open both ways.
You got a riding? No, they don't.
Open one way.
You got a riding mower that you want to fit?
A lot of room.
There is a lot of room.
You can hang stuff.
And Steve.
Yeah, it's got some miscellaneous hooks and screws in the wall.
Drive in, drive out.
No, you cannot drive into it. It is not that big. Again, 10 by 14, not big enough for a vehicle. You could drive a mower into it.
In-law suite.
No, does not have a certificate of occupancy.
Bargain rates.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
America's dumbest podcast.
I mean, the intro forces me to ask.
Yeah.
How is the great shed sale of 2023 going?
Not great. I've had...
You implied that you had a couple of callers on the line last time.
Yeah, a couple of fish on the line.
And none of them panned out.
Not yet. I have one guy that he seemed very serious. He even called me yesterday because he had a couple of questions and asked me to send a couple pictures of certain things, and I did. And
I mean, just come look at it at that point.
I know.
You know,
it's like you live 5 minutes away.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, it's a big rectangular yeah. mini house.
Yeah.
Again, no certificate of occupancy included.
No, but if it, like I sent him a picture of it. Okay. I sent him multiple pictures of it. It's a shed. He's like, yeah, I need it for the lawnmower. And
yeah, again, I don't care about the backstory.
Don't care. That's every... I need a shed person's story.
Yeah, and that's also...
I got stuff to put in it. Okay.
That's also, you know, the line from every single one of those targeted listicles that you get on social media, yeah. right? Where it's 30 entitled choosing beggars. Right? So you're a step away from that message coming back going, well, I'm just a single mom. You're telling me you can't go any cheaper?
I don't know how I forgot about this. But I got a message the other night, and I think the reason I forgot about it is because I had fallen asleep on the couch, so I woke up, and I was going upstairs to go to bed, and I happened to look at my phone, and I see, oh, Facebook message about the shed.
Good news. So, okay, probably a full price offer.
Yeah, I mean,
pick it up tonight.
They probably already Venmo'd me the money. I bet if I look out the back window, they're out there loading it up onto their...
There's probably honking from the flatbed. Yeah. That they're loading it up on.
A man named Elmer.
Okay.
Because, of course.
Okay. This is already starting very similar to... I forget his nickname. We assigned him the man I bought.
Slipknot Joe, the Lattice Man.
Slipknot Joe, the Lattice Man, who, as we backstoried, was a World War II...
Slipknot specialist.
Just an absolute killer on the battlefield in World War II. You're coming at me in the year 2023 with an Elmer.
Yeah. You okay. know something? I feel like we need to give this the respect it deserves.
Sure. I'm gonna ditch some crack to some losers on the Facebook market. I'm poaching, looking for a scumbag on Steve's Facebook marketplace.
Thank you, Zach. Okay, yeah, so... Boy, we're just getting right into this today. Getting right into the A-bit.
I had other stuff I wanted to get to, too.
Yeah. I apologies, by the way. We haven't adjusted anything on the microphones yet.
Yeah, I noticed.
They still sound weird.
I noticed just on the intro. It's like, oh, Steve sounded a little tinny to me on the intro.
I could say that I've been just...
Grinding.
Just grinding, looking at, through all these settings. But this is the first time I've turned any of this on in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, honey, but
we digress.
Get a message from Elmer. It can't ever just be a Mark.
Yeah, or you're like, hey, you know, Tom Smith, who lives 8 minutes away, has a gigantic, you know, diesel truck and will be here tonight.
Nope.
No, it's an Elmer or a Slipknot Joe the Lattice Man.
It's Elmer with a story.
Yeah, or a wreck.
So Elmer asked me if I'd be interested in donating my shed.
Oh, beautiful. Now, outside of the obvious questions, you know, the main one being why in the hell, I am guessing Elmer, that was the toss of the line into the water.
Yeah.
And he's just waiting for that little bubble to show that you've read it, so that way he can start the slow reel.
He can do slow reel, fast reel, medium reel. He can do whatever kind of reel he wants.
Did you engage?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
Was there?
I thought, wow, that's a bold move.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what are we talking? Follow up wise, was that where it was left?
Yeah, he sent the one message.
I'd like you to follow up now, and say, Elmer, can you tell me why I should donate this shed to you today? Because I'd like a follow-up on that. I've always wondered. I've never had the care enough to Google or look into why or how those boat donations are profitable. I'm guessing just a tax implication on the back end.
Yeah. But, like, what do they do with the boats that don't run?
Right. Like, they have boat angels. Was Elmer maybe a representative of shed angels, or, you know, fully flip the script, shed devils?
Do you think,
is there a shed devils? I mean, we're somehow, you get a bill at the end of the year and your taxes are now much worse.
Yeah.
After donating your shed,
if you could go ahead and post a poll. Are there shed angels to counter, are there shed devils to counter
the boat angels? And it's the constant battle.
Sure.
I heard someone wrote a book about it. Something about a bunch of apostles. Water, wine, bread, blood, body, boats.
Yeah. The Book of Boats.
Is that the one, like, that, you know, they realized when they were shipping the first one, you know, back in zero. Like, the weight was just too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're looking at, hey, Philippians, yours really important? All right. Well, we know John wrote a bunch. Can't cut him. Elmer!
Get the boat devils.
What's the Book of Boats about? Yeah, we got to cut the Book of Boats. This isn't going to work. And there born was the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a story old as time.
So no update. The shed is still there. Are you coming around a little bit more to the idea last week? I believe it was last week we talked about of possibly just hanging on to it until the spring and selling it back to the company that you bought it from.
Yeah, that's the likely scenario, I would say, at this point.
So you're set on the price point, which I think is fair because you know you can get bottom dollar from this company.
Sure.
So you're set on this price point that if you can't get it, there's zero incentive for you to actually do it.
Somebody offered me the same amount that the company offered me. And at that point, there's no reason for me to not just go with the company.
Yeah, have the professionals do it. You know it's going to get taken out properly. Yeah. It's not going to be, you know, Elmer and his, you know, his buddy Lucifer.
The original.
The OG.
Devil. Yeah, the original Shed Devil.
You know, out there hammering with mallets and plucking old nails out as they try to get... They try to get your shed removed.
No, Lucifer, I said, put the pitchfork underneath it.
I'll post that in the poll as well. Is Elmer showing up with Lucifer, parentheses, OG.
To move the shed.
To move the shed. Well, I feel bad for you.
All right.
I tried to get a look out the back window, but we're recording a bit differently this weekend. So it was pitch black.
Yeah.
That I could not see it.
Yeah, I don't think we haven't done a Friday night record in, I don't know, we've probably done two of them total in the 7 years we've been doing
this. Yeah.
But yeah, schedule's a little weird this week. It just kind of worked out a little bit better that we could do it on a Friday night instead of Saturday morning or Sunday morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to ask you last week before we got super in the weeds about other very, very important topics.
What did we talk about last week?
Well, as you heard there, we're sales pitching the shed.
Boy, we have...
Didn't pan out.
We got to add shed to our keyword search. Tony,
we are long overdue on updating our tags for this podcast.
By the way, speaking of tags, one of our obviously our most famous tag, garages and garage doors.
Yes.
I'm ready anytime to drop what I'm doing and throw this garage door up.
You've been, I would argue, pretty anti-normal Steve in this regard.
Mm.
I figured you would have had the task list, you know, whiteboard, which you've had for the Comanche,
mm-hmm.
and you're checking off all the nonsensical work that, you know, it's none of it I don't think would be fun. I mean, there's some that you probably don't mind,
yeah.
but there's parts of this build that you're like, eh, no thanks. But I had figured you had probably been counting the number of tasks in between where you are and garage door.
Yeah, garage door is just circled and like arrows pointing at it.
Yeah.
It's written in a different color marker.
So you could get there quicker.
Yeah.
But you told me when I walked in, I just haven't been able to get moving on it.
I've been avoiding it because that's one of those tasks for this massive garage build that I've been working on for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
I need to know that I have like 5 to 6 hours
sure.
uninterrupted because it's not really something where you can stop halfway through. So once I start it, I need to know that I can finish it.
Yeah. You don't want to come back out to something like this. No. Where was I and what do I need to? Yeah.
And during a regular day during the week, I just don't have that kind of time. I don't even really have that time on a weekend, but,
right.
Yeah, so I've been doing every other task except for that.
Here's what I can promise you.
What do you got?
90 minutes on Sunday.
90.
Yeah, I can get you 90 minutes in 48 hours.
What time? What time on
It'd
Sunday?
Mid afternoon. Early afternoon. Sorry,
I'll get back to you on that.
All right, appreciate it. I'll be standing by my phone. I did want to ask, though, before I get to what I wanted to get a week ago.
Yeah.
That's how the things go. It kind of cascades, and the next thing I know, the items I really, really had on my mind last week now get pushed down by a few things that have happened in the week since. And I'm not saying that you and I have anything that's super important or
nothing
entertaining happening.
Nothing at all.
Very rare. But I needed to get what is going to be the final yearly review of my son's birthday party.
Oh, boy. I mean, where do we start?
Yeah, listen, I say that in all honesty. I'm done. I'm not doing these anymore. I despise them. It gave me a cold sore. Everything about it, atrocious. Atrocious. It's all for naught. Mm. And a kid having a birthday in the fall, it's my favorite season of the year, but it's so not fair because we have a starter home. I don't have this gigantic hosting room, right? So I'm constantly checking weather.
Yeah.
nervous, anxious, and entirely meant to call the local rental joint, get one of those large form propane heaters that you mm-hmm. see at, you know, ran out of time and wherewithal to even yeah. do it. So I come to you hat in hand, Steve, for the very final look back at my son's birthday.
Yeesh.
You know, last year you disappointed me. Oof.
Listen, I remember to try to remember last year. The biggest offense was, if I recall, soda and food being in different areas.
Yeah, I mean, I still, for the life of me, don't know who does such a thing. Who has the soda in the garage?
I get it.
And the pizza in the house.
Yeah. Listen, it was a space issue, and I simply did not have... I took your guidance under advisement this year, mm-hmm. which I believe we settled on. Food and drink stations inside and
outside.
Okay. Yeah. And I looked and I thought and I thought, you know what? I've got a bunch of other stuff to get to. I'm going to have to come back to this. And then, mm-hmm. as you know, didn't come back to it.
Yeah. I was talking to your brother. We had some complaints. We had some criticisms.
Mm-hmm.
One about the TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you were thinking with. You had some football games on or something.
Probably the big game, right?
But it was... I mean, you have a decent-sized TV in that house.
Mm-hmm. When you helped hang?
Yep. What was up with the like picture-in-picture split screen?
Oh, I wanted both games on.
No, that...
Two nationally televised football right. games on. I just felt like I didn't want to discriminate against if there was like a Las Vegas Raiders Uber fan in the house.
Look, I remember when, you know, in 1987, my grandfather got a big screen TV, which mm-hmm. at that point was probably a 29-inch TV.
You're darn right. And it was 75 pounds.
Yeah. And probably 3 feet deep.
Absolutely.
And he said, check this out.
Tubes and rods and...
It's got picture in picture. Mm-hmm. So you could watch Matlock. And then all the way down the little corner, there would be like a little box. It was about 3 pixels by 2 pixels. And you could watch the news on that one, too.
Yeah.
That was basically what it looked like.
My television.
Robert and I were just laughing.
Yeah.
Laughing at that. Terrible. Terrible, terrible setup. I don't know what you were thinking.
You know, last year I had to put notes down. This year, I do not because I already know. Hands are wiped clean. I'm done.
Well, it's still good to, you know, to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a saving grace, and it was something with the pizza. Was there a specific? Was there like a? Like a breadstick, something or other.
Yeah, there was multiple. I mean, listen, there was some potato tots with a bunch of different toppings. There
was
some pepperoni cheesy bread as well. Yep. There was plenty of options that there would have been more because I think what's missing from this review so far is the fact that you showed up 20 minutes before everybody left.
You know, I wasn't going to get to that. We were.
But don't let me get in the way of the review, please.
Look, yeah, this is not about me.
That's right.
This is about you. This is about the ways that you have failed.
Yeah, I came to you asking for an honest opinion. I felt, you know, maybe a little bit unnecessary for me to give that context, but now it's out there.
Yeah.
So what else?
Hmm.
You know, what else did you notice in the half hour that... Surprised the TV was even on. I thought it went into rest mode after hour 3. House is closed up and garage is halfway shut and I see Steve waving.
Banging on the door.
Sprinting up the driveway with poor Evelyn in tow.
Okay. One thing I will say that was positive is that you didn't make me climb up on your roof this year.
Yeah.
I
forgot about that.
To remove, what was it, like a satellite dish?
Yeah, yeah, last year, boy, I had forgotten about that, and I feel like the mention of a ladder had you, you know, jumping into whatever mode you needed to be in, because I had no, it's one of those things around the house. I think everybody has them. Every homeowner, like, oh, yeah, you know, it's a, and it's such a simple thing. You just don't do it. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those that it had been up there for last year at this point. More than 8 years since we'd moved in. Moved in 2014.
Yeah.
And I kept telling, every year I went, God, I'm taking that thing down this year. I'm going to do it. And then at some point, I don't know when it was exactly, I got really scared of roofs. I can't pinpoint it, Steve.
You mean scared of roofs in general, or just scared of climbing up onto one?
I think the climbing, I think once I, if I had gotten up there and, you know, sat on the roof or, you know, okay, whatever.
So it's not like you're standing on your front lawn and you look up at your roof and you go, ooh.
Yeah, like heart flutters a little bit. No, no, no. It's to the point where I had.
Like if I put a shingle in your hand or something.
Just trauma. I had meant to go up, I think it was last year, 2 years ago. Trimming the tree branches around the garage so they wouldn't brush up against the garage. And I got up near the roof, you know, a rung or two below,
yeah,
and could not convince my body and my legs how to swing over to get on there without just horrible fear that somehow is going to go Chevy Chase mm-hmm. in Christmas Vacation
yeah.
and just hit backward and, you know, somehow yeah, die here.
Straight back. But I think when he fell back, he hit a tree and then he was able to kind of kick off of that.
Right. You're correct. In the 1980 slapstick comedy Christmas Vacation, he did bounce off a tree, swing back towards the house, and then like slide down with the buttons of his flannel. You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't consider that.
I mean, it's basically a documentary. It's pretty much a how-to video. So, let's see. Yeah, I mean, I'll give the effort a C minus.
Oh boy, I'll take it on the way out the door. Honestly, it's like one of those, you know, you're a senior, you already know you're whatever top half of your class, wherever you want to be. You got in your college, but you still have those 6 weeks to go or one class to go.
Mm-hmm.
That was this for me. Just be done.
Just knowing that this was the end.
Move on. Be done with it. Just uber stressed over something. Like not things you can't control. Well, things you can't control, like the weather and whatever other items. I just wanted it to be done.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's a lot. And, I mean, that's from somebody who's never, like, we've had little parties, but it's always like six people and right. It's family, so if everything sucks, it doesn't matter because it's family.
Right. So next year though, right? You guys kicking it in high gear?
I feel like we kind of have to for the big five.
Yeah. I was going to stop before this year until I was like, well, it's five.
Can't stop.
And he'll definitely remember that when he's 50.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll definitely remember when he's 20 in therapy.
Yeah.
You know,
telling, I mean, look, there are going to be so many things that you disappoint him with.
Yeah, boy, if I could bump the bad, like not having a fifth birthday party, if I could bump that far enough down the list that he, you know, represses it or doesn't think about it long enough.
You just got to throw rocks at him a bunch or something.
Yeah, I've got to push that down as far as his deductible goes for however many therapy appointments he can get to that year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what is that, 50? It's got to be like 51 or 52.
Yeah.
So, like, the time I threw water on his face at the lake, like, 49, I got to make sure I remind him of that, right?
Hey, remember that time?
But this kind of leads into one of the things I wanted to talk to you about last week. That party was the culmination and the end of, I'm not going to say it was the hardest time of being a parent. It was obviously not pleasant, and you've done things like this before. I want to ask, how do you look at yourself as a solo parent?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, the longest I've ever had to do it for is like a couple of hours. Or
I thought
like,
you flew with just Evelyn to your mom's, right?
I took Evelyn to New Jersey for a couple of days. I mean,
no, granted, it's obviously a touch different. I'm not saying every scenario is the same because you were flying to New Jersey where you're going to have family and people who wanted to see Evelyn and things for Evelyn to do. But overall, in terms of the parent, it was you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm built to be a solo parent. I fear that. Yeah, it's one thing if it's a couple hours here and there.
Right, like a nail appointment or a movie or a night out with friends, yes.
Yeah, no problem. I can handle that. But, yeah, I mean, that would be a lot, especially if, like in your case, you were working plus being full-time stay-at-home dad.
Which, again, and it's not like it's a job, right? Mm-hmm. Being, you know, watching your child. But I was so stressed about this entire thing, and I'll give some more background here in a minute, that I ended up taking 4 days off of work just because I was dealing with enough, wanted to make sure I got stuff for this little party shindig, you know, make sure everything around the house still looks normal because I have enough anxiety about a house that's in disarray, that working the 8:30 to 5 shift and then being the parent until bedtime, and then the expectation of, oh, hey, now you have to do all this, this, and this to keep your house looking normal. I commend every single person who's ever done this on a permanent basis by choice or necessity or other terrible circumstances. Because, my God, that was such a stretch. It was 8 days. So Katie left. She was gone Saturday through the following Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, 8 full days. And it's not on her for me to, like, tell her, like, hey, it was bad or this, this, that, and the other. She's enjoying time off after an incredibly difficult 2 or almost 3 years of balancing work and a master's degree and is trying to get some well-deserved time to relax.
Yep.
And I felt, for the most part, like I was simply following around a burning fire for 8 days.
Yeah.
Because you're picking things up of the child. Oh, yeah, hey, you have pets. Hey, you have a lawn to mow. You have this, this. They're going to school. And it's, I felt like I was so terrible at it. I feel like those 8 days aged me at least 8 months.
I don't know if there's a worse feeling than when you realize that you're just being a terrible parent. Whether it's by accident or like, oh crap, I wasn't paying attention and the, you know, somebody hurt themselves or something like that. But man, no one could have prepared me for that. Like when there's that anticipation of like, oh, we're going to have our first kid. And so many people give you so much advice and tell you so many things that you're going to learn and feel and see, but nobody warns you as much about the negative as they do about the positive.
Right.
Because they always say, it's going to be amazing. It's going to change your life. You're going to be in love with that child from the minute that you see them.
Yeah.
But no one says, like, just so you know, coming up in about 2 years, you're going to be laughing at a meme on your phone and your kid's going to, you know, trip over a dumbbell and fall in the fireplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to make you feel like crap.
There is nothing I've experienced quite like parenting guilt.
Mm.
To the point where almost exactly what you were saying when Katie was gone, one or two nights, I texted her where I said, I'm just going to bed because I need to start over tomorrow because I feel horrific about the way I was upset at a 4-year-old at that point.
Yep.
And, you know, it does nobody any good. They're screaming at you. You're getting just as upset back at them.
Yep.
Everybody leaves the night devastated emotionally and just exhausted. And I thought, oh, my God, we have to wake up and do this again. In like 10 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know how I can do it. I've had so much of that recently. But yeah, those eight days exacerbated that so, so much to the point where I've now decided I'm just going to have to be the super, super softy because I hate feeling like this.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do, kid.
Yeah, there
whatever
was,
you want to do.
I was putting him to bed the other night, and it was a bad day. It was another really bad day for everybody involved, to the point where Katie and I are, you know, reading articles about how to deal with toddlers and how are we supposed to react, whatever. I'm putting him to bed. And they had had something as a class earlier that day where they got to bring a stuffed animal to school to carry on for the have in their class for the day. Mm-hmm. And somehow he seemed so nonchalant about it when he came home. Oh, yeah, I dropped baby monkey in the playground, and I don't have him anymore.
Hmm.
My money, I don't care. We have 1 billion loveys. I just... Yep.
Baby monkey.
Yes.
See you later.
I just stuffed an entire, you know, full white trash bag full of old stuffed animals to donate to one of the local, you know, donation areas, places. And we got into bed, and I hadn't heard anything about baby monkey in hours. I thought we were done with baby monkey. And we're laying down, and he goes, I wish I had baby monkey. And I said, well, we've got grown monkey, because why wouldn't we have multiple monkeys?
Sure, of course. We have 19 different Everests.
It's insane, right?
From Paw Patrol.
Everest, the Yeti from the movie Everest, just got donated in the white trash bag. And he looked at me, and I said, grown-up monkey. And his bottom lip stuck out. He said, but I miss baby monkey. And I started crying harder than him while putting him to bed. He's looking at me at that point because he now thinks, like, why is dad upset? And I'm upset because he's upset. And I said, I almost drove the car. I didn't even know what store I needed to go to. I almost told him, I'll go get you a baby monkey right now.
What couldn't you drive? So he knew where he lost it? Or
no, on the playground. But at that point, I mean, it could have been anywhere. It could have been in another kid's backpack, another classroom, you know, the moon. It could have never been on the playground, Steve. We don't know. They're five.
Yeah.
Nothing. What they actually say probably rarely happens.
Doesn't make any sense.
But I'll be damned. Fresh baby monkey 48 hours later.
You found one, huh?
You're darn right. Yeah.
And does he know that it's not?
No, he knew. He was brand new. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And don't care. It was cheap enough that, you know, we'll throw it in the next 50-gallon trash bag full of stuffed animals.
It's remarkable how much money you waste on that garbage.
Oh, my God. It's unacceptable. It's so... You're so dismissive of it in the moment.
Yeah.
And then when you're piling it up, either because they've grown out of stuff or whatever, you realize, oh, dear God, there's hundreds of dollars of toys, hundreds of dollars of these stuffed animals, toys we've already gotten. I mean, it's
clothes,
thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on stuff that, you know, a lot of these, oh yeah, you never touched it.
Yep.
What I'm saying is parenting is the least rewarding thing you can possibly do.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh, you're in the madhouse now.
We have thus far neglected a tier one holiday today. But I gotta tell you and my brother, peas in a pod. I was texting him last week about the weather, as old people do. And I had said the little screenshot of the snowflake. on like the 3 or 7 or 10 day forecast, right? Mm-hmm. And it was on Halloween, of course.
Yeah.
And he said, see, even something along the lines of, see, even Mother Nature knows it's a crappy holiday. Because my brother's a gigantic dickhead.
Hey. Hey. That's my friend Robert. We bonded.
That's right.
At that just poor excuse for a birthday party.
And
tots were good though.
Thank you. I'll let John Domino know. I believe you also, when we did this a couple of years ago, you had Halloween tier.
It was 2? Down there. I think it might have been 3. Oh, three or 3A.
So offensive. I have Halloween firmly in the tier 1 category.
Yeah.
It's Christmas and Halloween for me. Thanksgiving is a borderline tier 2, tier 3. That'd be my hot take.
Okay.
Is that Thanksgiving is almost a tier 3 holiday. It's a food holiday. You know? I don't have National Donut Day.
Halloween is a food holiday.
How dare you? Halloween is a celebration of the thin veil between the living and the dead, where we all...
You literally go to people's houses... Right. And demand candy.
Right. There's decorations. There's costumes. There's an ambiance. There's a whole setting. You know, if you care about the holiday, you have a couple blow-ups in the yard that you actually turn on at night.
I had them turned on. I turned them off right before you got here because I knew that it would cause an uproar.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Calling her a night? I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Might have been, you know, blinded by the new bulb and Mickey. So I wanted to ask you... As Evelyn gets older, as Nikki, as the Boolean wall starts coming around.
Yeah.
Obviously, this isn't Halloween right now. Spoiler alert, we're not recording this live. Mm-hmm. Are you going out with the kids? Do you take them both around? Or are you leaving the bowl on the porch? Or what's the plan?
Yeah, we are the last 2 years, maybe three. Yeah, the last 3 years we've taken Evelyn out trick-or-treating. Last year we took Nikki with us, like he might have been in a stroller. This year that's the plan again. They're both going to dress up, but we're planning on at some point we will split up and one of us will bring Nikki back and put him to bed.
Okay. Where are we at then on, you know, the parents dressing up category for you?
I'm glad you asked that, Kyle. Last night was a trunk or treat at the kids at Evelyn's school.
Okay. Oh, okay. Woo. The preschool. I was about to walk out of here because, as you know, I have had a long-standing hatred against the trunk or treat.
Yeah.
And I have a firm belief that they are 100% ruining a tier one holiday. The school for me for kids is totally acceptable.
Okay. I was anti trunk or treat as well. Mm-hmm.
And this further
and then
solidified that thought?
When I got there last night and realized how convenient and quick it went. Dude, I am so on board with the trunk or treat. Come on.
There is no reward without the suffering.
Look, if I have to go to one, mm-hmm. I hope that it's run like the one was that we went to last night.
Right.
Because at the last minute, they had to move it inside because it was raining. So we got there at the perfect time. We waited in the line for about 10 minutes. And then we went in the school. It went all up and down the hallways of the school. You go in one entrance, go all the way around, wrap all the way around, come out the door on the other side. We ran it out of there in 15 minutes. Back in the car.
It's not even worth putting the costume on for that. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like this is my and our moment of staying the old, like what the long running joke would be your parents or your grandparents saying I had to walk, you know, 2 miles uphill to school both ways in the snow and whatever. Yeah. I feel like the weather be damned. You're got to be out there pounding pavement to get that Halloween candy.
I'm kind of disgusted at
how... Yourself?
No, at how Halloween works here. Because back in my day...
Yeah, lean into it. Yes.
Back in my day, Kyle, get home from school in the afternoon, and we would immediately start trick-or-treating.
It felt like it was 4:30 until my legs stopped working.
There wasn't any of this, like, oh, trick-or-treating is from 6 to 8. F you.
Mm-hmm.
Trick-or-treating is whenever I want it. Yeah.
And I'm going to knock on your door until you answer.
Your light's not on? Don't care. Not going to stop me.
Yep.
I'm still banging on your door.
I hope you've got, like, a succulent handy. Toss it in the bag. I don't care. It's mine now.
I don't like all of the rules all of a sudden.
Yeah.
About, oh, you can't go, oh, well, they're light, or they don't have three candles in the window. That right. means you can't knock twice, or the dog will bark. Or
yeah. Well, they only have two luminaries, so that must mean, you know, it's not okay.
No. There's not times for trick-or-treating. The one thing I do want to do is, I am 100% on board, and I know that you're going to hate me for this, so just start cracking your knuckles so you can take a swing. We got to change Halloween.
Okay. Okay.
I want Halloween to be a floater.
Okay.
Like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving sure. is random. You know, it's always,
well, I wouldn't say random. Well, it's the third Thursday in November.
Exactly. Yeah. It's always the third Thursday.
Correct.
Why can't Halloween always be the last Saturday or the last Friday in October?
You have my attention. I am on board.
Okay. All right.
I think even 1-2 years ago, I would have said no, thank you. But I'm sitting here staring at the weather like a geriatric, and I'm now wondering, do I need all of the full-size candy bars I purchased? Can I, you know, get by with half of them? Because I feel like we're going to run into, it's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
The weather around here is high of 38 during the day.
You know what they say, just wait 5 minutes.
With possible snow.
Is this third spring or sucker's autumn?
Oh, this is fake winter. Wussy's winter. Can we say wussy anymore?
Okay. I don't know. That's probably it. Is that...
We'll beep it.
Is wussy... Is that a slur?
Maybe should I put it on our poll?
Put it on the poll. So if it is, well...
Oh, no. Canceled? Oh, no. They're going to take all of our money. But I think a lot of this, you're going to get the, especially that age group where the kids are really young, which mm-hmm. obviously they don't know they're trick-or-treating, but for the family purpose, where those families are just going to defer and say, no, thanks. It's not worth to put our, you know, 8-month-old in a monkey jumper
mm-hmm.
and carry him around in a stroller. But then I think you're also going to get those fringe age out people where they're, I'm 14.
Yeah.
13. Do I really want to go, you know, put on a hockey jersey and carry on my stick in the 38 degrees?
Right. Yeah. You switch this thing to the last Saturday of October.
Yeah.
Or Friday works too.
Yes.
Yeah. It should definitely, any holiday that requires you to like do something.
Oh my God. Yeah, and for people, and granted, I know the percentage of people who care about Halloween to the level that I think I do is very minuscule.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if I want to set up whatever it is in my yard outside on a work day,
mm-hmm.
not feasible. It is now has to be done the Sunday before, and then just hope the weather and the wind and everything holds out so that it doesn't blow down, blow away, get stolen, whatever, because from 5 to 6 p.m. on a work day, I'm trying to get candy out, Reed ready to go, trick-or-treating himself, everything, right? It all snowballs. Last Saturday, October, though.
Right?
You have my attention.
Exactly.
Because the only thing they do around here is if that blasted holiday has the gall to fall on the Sabbath. That's the only time they switch it around here.
Yeah, definitely.
The only time. And I think that was last, that must have been 2 years ago.
Was it?
But, okay.
I want to be able to walk around. I want to be able to do, like, all the other parents talk about. Like, I want to be able to have a drink in my hand, walking through the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
not having to look at my watch and be like, oh, it's 8:15, I gotta
tapping at it, like implying to Annette, like, hey, got time to get back, you know, baths and this and that, and we gotta get going.
Give me a Saturday.
To go back then, this line of discussion makes me think I know the answer. When are the parents getting dressed up to take the kids trick-or-treating?
Well, we kind of did for Trunk or Treat last night. Our family's got a Paw Patrol theme this year.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Okay, I'd entirely forgotten about this.
So Evelyn wanted to be Ryder. Well, Ryder, as you know, is just, he's just a little boy. He doesn't really have a costume. Mm-hmm. But Annette was able to find a Ryder hoodie that looked just like the hoodie that he wears. So we got her that. She just had to wear jeans. She wore her Paw Patrol shoes, and then she had a Ryder mask on. And she was very happy with that. Nikki was Marshall from Paw Patrol. We found a little Marshall costume for him. And then I had a Chase mask, and Annette had a Sky? Yeah.
That's a Trunk or Treat.
A Sky mask. Yeah, the Trunk or Treat.
Listen, that's already, that's an upset to me. I had thought, you know, you, a guy who's firmly entrenched this in the tier three category.
It's making its way up. It's climbing the ladder, but
I thought for sure you would be guy who, you know, arms crossed. No, I'll take them, but I'm not going to enjoy it.
It's, I have to admit, I've been worn down.
Okay.
Halloween's climbing the ladder.
I'd love to hear it. Just a matter of time until we pass that overrated food holiday.
No, Thanksgiving. No, you're never passing Thanksgiving. Never.
You're an Easter Thanksgiving guy now. Just, I can't. It's fine.
Thanksgiving. I'm a Thanksgiving guy.
Oh, that I thought you were. I thought you really enjoyed Easter for the food. Like, I thought it was elevated for you because of the food.
I mean, I do like a good food holiday. Ugh.
Just a food day. Just,
I mean, who knows?
Go ahead, have turkey on any Thursday during the year, Steve.
Who knows what's going to happen this Easter? Is Alfredo going to make his lamb chops again?
Is it a pasta Easter? You know, veal? Who knows? Options are endless. Okay, listen, I'm thrilled to have you.
Yeah,
as a guy in his early 30s.
Yeah,
finally acknowledging and lifting up the Halloween holiday where it needs to be.
I mean, look, am I going to Spooky Fest or whatever it is that you go to every year down in down in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
I mean, it was barely weeks ago where you go, yeah, I'll go.
That's right. I did kind of beg you to ask me to go, right?
But I really feel like that's the need to, or the desire to want to be asked, right?
Everybody just wants to be asked.
Yeah, you want to be asked so you can say no. Like, that's the idea. Or you could be like, hey, would that be fun? And then you give it probably 30 minutes of thought. You're like, nah, I don't think so.
No, it's not going to be fun at all. It's going to be terrible.
I'm going to hate every minute of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him no.
I'm going to give him the biggest guilt trip ever so I can get the invite.
Right.
And then once I get the invite, I'll spit in his face.
Well, I can't wait.
No, thank you.
Halloween is upon us.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween to everybody.
Oh, look, if you're out there and you know, you see a bat, a mask,
mm-hmm.
or things that go bump in the night,
mm-hmm.
just know it's Halloween.
From the authority himself, about the man who has set the criteria. Starting next week, I'm going to start bugging you about when the Christmas lights are going up.
Oh, boy.
So we got a quick transition.
Yeah.
Between this, I mean, it's not like you have a lot of decorations to take down. You got, you know, those different colored gourds to toss. And the two inflatables that are already bundled up on the front lawn.
Swear to God, if my wife throws them in the backyard again and Toby eats them and barfs up pumpkin seeds again, I'm going to be pissed. I mean, I've been pissed every other year.
Because that happens?
Because it happens.
Wait, I feel like those would go, for, you know, well for a goat. Like, your goats love eating those?
Yeah.
But, you know, sure. Toss them back into the wild unknown of Steve's backyard.
Yeah. All right, at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We've got a couple polls up there.
Yes.
And we will talk to you next week.
See ya.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big.